So it seems unbelievable that on October 1, 1993, the United States government, as a result of criminal blackmail, intimidation, terrorism, and public corruption, granted the Church of Scientology tax-exempt status with unique tax privileges, tax benefits, and deductions that are expressly and constitutionally denied to all other churches, both by law and by the IRS secret tax agreement. IRS agents had been terrorized. Two died under apparently suspicious circumstances. Scientology had filed over 2,500 lawsuits against the IRS. And Scientology lawyer Kendrick Moxon had reportedly paid over $1 million to Maryland private investigators to dig up the dirt on top IRS officials. Scientology's leader has publicly claimed that this tax agreement, based upon a blatantly fraudulent and specially handled application, along with merely superficial IRS investigations, saved Scientology over $1 billion, with a B, dollars in past due taxes, penalties, and interest. And David Miscavige is also reported as saying that he and Marty C. Rathbun would go to prison for a very long time if it were ever known how, during a 1.5-hour unannounced visit to the then IRS Commissioner Fred Goldberg, they reversed 25 years of federal government resistance and blackmailed the IRS into ignoring the United States Supreme Court's recent case at that time in Hernandez. The more than 166 corporations and churches of Scientology are an elaborate and religious cloak designed to shield the true nature of what is really a racketeering enterprise that satisfies all of the elements of the United States Racketeering, Influenced, and Corrupt Organizations Act, known as RICO. There is no corporate integrity among this deceptive conglomerate. The conditions of the secret tax agreement are ignored and unenforced. David Miscavige controls and micromanages the entire enterprise with sole control over its operation, organization, and assets. This tax-exempt church is David Miscavige's tax-free totalitarian empire and gulag. And any time he likes, he can run with all the tax-free money. So this is Scientology in America today, and it adversely affects America's image and reputation around the world. The U.S. government... The U.S. government claims it is fearless and tireless against extremist Islamic terrorism. But it is intimidated, impotent, and complicit in matters of Scientology, domestic terrorism, crime, and abuse. The law in the United States only requires that the government and the courts respect freedom of religious belief. The law and the court decisions are also clear that wrongful church conduct, whether religiously motivated or not, may be regulated and punished like any other crimes and abuses. Despite that, nearly all complaints about Scientology crimes and abuses are ignored by federal and state governments and their law enforcement agencies. Over the past 10 years, many hundreds of complaints have been made to the FBI, the Department of Justice, the IRS, and the Congress, and all are ignored or rejected with a specious excuse. Outraged public officials take in complaints, input them into the system, and then are stunned speechless when higher-ups spike any investigation or prosecution. In part, it is this official inaction and hypocrisy that is prompting the tens of thousands around the world now to protest anonymously against what is widely viewed as the world's most dangerous cult. In the mid-1970s, a few brave citizens banded together against cults in general. They formed the Cult Awareness Network, or CAN. It provided information and assistance to the families of cult members and to former cult members themselves. And to summarize a very long saga, Scientology's OSA infiltrated CAN. Scientology's lawyer Moxon devised the Bowles and Moxon Plan 100 to have 100 frivolous lawsuits on file at any one time against CAN. Scientology intended to drive CAN into bankruptcy. Deposition testimony detailed Moxon being involved in plans to murder Cynthia Kisser, the president of CAN, and Ford Green, an anti-cult attorney. A former Scientology operative has testified he got as far as the CAN offices before deciding to ignore his orders. However, he did infiltrate Ford Green's offices to obtain confidential information. Scientology has infiltrated many government, congressional, media, and law offices, even my own former law office. It has blackmailed and extorted my then law partners, and it has intimidated professional and associates, clients, and friends. Scientology did all of these things in the dozens of cases it filed against the Cult Awareness Network, a non-profit tax-exempt charitable organization. And Scientology did drive CAN into bankruptcy. And then it persuaded the bankruptcy judge to give Scientology the name, the postal address, and the telephone number of the Cult Awareness Network to use itself, which it still does. And worse still, the bankruptcy trustee and judge were persuaded to transfer all of the files and records of the Cult Awareness Network to the Church of Scientology. So those who had sought confidential assistance against Scientology were then subjected to Scientology fair game and psychoterror retaliation and handling. In the United States, justice and fair play on a level playing field are not possible in litigation involving the Church of Scientology. The government, law enforcement, the courts, and the media have all been terrorized into abdicating their oaths of office and obligations. A copyrighted Scientology document provides that, quote, "The lawsuit is to harass and discourage rather than to win. The law can be used very easily to harass, and enough harassment on somebody who is simply on the thin edge anyway would generally be sufficient to cause his professional demise. If possible, of course, ruin utterly," close quote. Scientology takes this even further by engaging in institutional, organized perjury. Quote, "The only way to control someone is to lie to them," close quote, wrote Hubbard. He also wrote a document called the Manual of Justice, and in that he wrote, quote, "People attack Scientology, always even the score. Overt investigation of someone or something attacking us by an outside detective agency should be done more often, and hang the expense. Hire them and damn the costs when you need. The critic will sure shudder into silence. Scientology punishment is gruesome. There are people hiding in terror on Earth because they attacked us. There are men dead because they attacked us." Close quote.